Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
We increasingly hear of mosques being built in the strangest of places. Recently, I read of a mosque being built in a rural community in New York, where they've changed their ordinances to allow burials on that property in accordance to Sharia law. Even more recently, I've heard of one that was built not too far from where I'm sitting right now. It makes one wonder why these are being built in such places. Islam is growing very quickly in the U.S. Some schools are teaching about the seven pillars of Islam. Some businesses provide employees the time off during the day for prayer, and even in some cases have built the special prayer rooms they can use during those prayer times. What is happening in America? We've all heard about the major uproar with the proposed Islamic Center within blocks of where the World Trade Center once stood. But this is happening in communities all over the U.S. One such place is Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Luann Zelniak is my guest today. She is the executive director of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition. Thanks, Luann, for being with us.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity.
What is the Tennessee Freedom Coalition? I know you deal with several different issues. What's the coalition?
We are a nonprofit grassroots organization, and it's a return to traditional American values. We are a coalition. So there's many groups that we work with that believe, like we do, that America is the world's last great hope, that our Constitution and our founding principles and that foundation of our Judeo-Christian values is what makes America exceptional.
Okay, absolutely agree with that. So it's actually a coalition with various groups working together towards the same goal, bringing America back on course, basically.
Correct.
And that's definitely a task that needs to be done because she's headed down the wrong course as a whole. Now, you have the situation there where there's a proposed Islamic center. Now, my understanding is that there's already a mosque in your community there, and it's been around for like 20 years, but now they've proposed this center. When did you guys first find out about the center? And just give us some background information on that whole situation there.
It was on May 24th, 2010. It's called the Islamic Cultural Center of Murfreesboro, the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro. And the facility is over 52,000 square feet. It includes a mosque, a convention center, and a school. And it was brought before our planning commission in Rutherford County. And under our current zoning laws, if something is zoned, let's say, R-15 or agricultural, it automatically rolls to church without much of issue with getting rezoning.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great idea for many of our churches and our communities, but the concern here is that this was an entire center. Additionally, no one knew about it, and there was no advertisement done on it. It was put literally before the people, and they didn't hear about it until after it was approved. Now, I have had the opportunity to review the tape of the Planning Commission meeting,
mm-hmm.
and as a part of that tape, certain of our great planning commissioners asked questions to the planning director, Doug DeMossi. And as a part of that interview, they asked, I see there's a cemetery on site. Is that something that is approved by the state, or what does that rely to? And Mr. DeMossi kind of says, yeah, that's a state issue. But at that same moment, as a part of that video, he never informed any of the planning commission that he had already given approval to bury a body on that site prior to even going before the planning commission.
So he had already given approval for a burial on that site.
Yes.
Without even consulting the rest of the planning commission. It was already done.
Correct.
It was already done.
Because of the 24-hour Sharia law,
mm-hmm,
that they
right.
tried to put into place. I wonder, would he have done the same for another group? I wonder the amount of work that went through to push this through and not let the citizens know.
Yeah, so the citizens...
And that was a great concern, that their voices were not heard, because a part of this is a convention center.
Right, so this was basically all done under the radar screen. Unless you attended those planning commission meetings, you knew nothing about it. No one knew anything about it unless they actually attended those meetings or they read it in the newspaper after it was already approved. The whole
right, there's a sunshine law where you're supposed to notify citizens
right. mm-hmm.
of properties coming in, or changes or anything.
Okay,
and
understand.
As a part of that sunshine law, it was advertised in one paper. They did not it was a free paper in the community, and it did not go out to that area. So people were totally unaware and caught off guard and felt like, you know, they should have reconsidered this issue at the time and say, hey, we messed up. We did not notify the citizens. The good people in Rutherford County deserve due process mm-hmm. and deserve to have their voice heard.
So
that was never accomplished.
So it was advertised in a free newspaper that did not even service the area where the center is located.
Correct. And we have sunshine law and informational meeting laws and, you know, notices, and they're supposed to be, you know, so many days out. And it was totally violated.
It was totally violated. Is there any effort right now that would force... Of course, I guess the center's already built, right? Or is in the process of being built?
It has some gravel on the parking
lot. Okay.
It has had site work done. And since that moment, it recently got the building permit on the Thursday before the one-year anniversary. And let me just kind of go back a little bit with the history additionally on the Planning Commission. As a part of the Planning Commission, it is their obligation to look at a site plan. At the time they looked at the site plan, there was a drainage and grading plan that was totally different, had eliminated the site plan, had future building, had future parking. The grading and drainage plan had, instead of that, trapezoidal drainage swells.
Mm-hmm.
There is no off-site drainage on this property, yet the engineer, Steve Steele of Huddleston Steel Engineering in Murfreesboro, who has made profits off of flipping the land and selling it to other Islamic groups in Rutherford County. We had the documentation, presented it, the case. Mr. DeMasi said, yeah, there's a few little issues. Honestly, if this had been looked at and this information had been given to our Planning Commission, they would have said, oh, let's get all the plans together.
Right.
Let's get the drainage to match with the site plan, and then we will relook at this. It's been done hundreds of times on other cases, but yet the rush to push this through without getting a good, valid set of site plan.
Why do you think the big rush? Because obviously the Planning Commission has ignored steps that they normally would go through, and they did not go through the proper method of advertising, and they apparently have messed around with the sunshine laws and not allowed the sun to shine in to this situation here. Why do you think the big rush to get this done? Is there a relatively large Islamic population there in Murfreesboro?
No, there's not.
Yet there's been a mosque there for about 20 years.
Right, but okay. I know, but it has not been a large population mm-hmm. to this point. But realize this, that Nashville is a gateway city, and we have, because of the, our next-door neighbor in Bedford County, and they have a large Somali population because the Tyson chicken processing plant that relocated from Kansas to Bedford County, and there's many, many Somalis moving into this area.
And that was a situation. I think it was a North Carolina Tyson plant that had, if I'm remembering correctly, was allowing, and I think it was Somalis in that case, allowing
Correct.
Them to take their breaks, you know, for the prayer times throughout the day. And
Exactly. And the media has been no friend for freedom, and
mm-hmm.
the media has been no friend for law. They have taken the side of those who believe in Sharia.
Yeah.
And taking the side of those who do not believe in our constitutional principles of equal protection under the law.
Mm-hmm.
Murfreesboro in Middle Tennessee is one of the most welcoming, loving communities in the nation. We are the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, you wonder, I wonder, the plan, the greater plan, the greater mm-hmm. goal. I think if you go into the buckle of the Bible Belt, where we are so gracious, loving,
yeah.
humble, good people, you conquer that, you conquer the rest
conquered
of the country.
Yeah, the rest of the world. The rest of the country falls. So you have a situation, and you first became aware of it last May, around May 24th is when you first became aware of it. So just out of curiosity, was the Tennessee Freedom Coalition, is that an organization that had been formed prior to that? Or is that an outgrowth?
We have literally the chairman of the Freedom Coalition, Andy Miller, is an amazing person. He worked on Wall Street in New York. He lost over 100 friends on 9/11. Mm-hmm. He read all the books. He became more informed, and he, at that point, said, I've got to step up and do something.
Okay.
So he was really the key player in leading the formation of the Freedom Coalition, and all of our paperwork started. So really, it's a 2011 group that has formed, and we were privileged and honored to be able to get Dutch parliamentarian Geert Wilders here on May the 12th And Pastor Mari Davis at Cornerstone Church, it's a mega church in the Nashville area, allowed us to use the facility on a Thursday night, a rainy Thursday night, and thousands showed up to hear him and Sam Solomon and Dr. Bill Warner.
Mm-hmm. So you're just a relative, you're a new organization then. Wow.
And all of us have been involved in so many of these issues of standing up for, fighting for our values as a nation, fighting for families and fighting for
traditional values.
The foundations of this country.
That was the foundation that this country was based upon that is being totally ignored through revisionist history. And as you're saying, the media is no friend to those of us who hold traditional values and are trying to steer the country back in the direction that we need to go. So
it seems like Christianity is under attack in not only Middle Tennessee, but across this nation. When Barack Obama went on foreign soil and informed the people in Cairo that we were no longer a Christian nation, I think the radar went up for so many who believe, you know, and do not read our history, do not understand the truly exceptional foundation of our great country, that we are the world's last great hope.
He's the leading rewriter of history, of American history.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Revisionist.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so has there been any effort to engage an attorney or anything as far as the board ignoring the Sunshine Laws? Through the whole process, it sounds like there's just been a major mess up when it comes to the way that they went about approving this thing.
Correct. And I do want to focus on one thing, too, in a previous statement of yours regarding the Planning Commission. They knew not what the discrepancies were. They did not know everything that was not being told to them. It's a responsibility of Mr. DeMasi, the director of the Planning Commission, the planning director for Rutherford County, to inform the people on the Planning Commission.
Okay.
So they were put in the situation where they were not aware of the many discrepancies.
So the director is the main one who has helped cover this up or help put the veil over the whole situation then?
Yes.
Okay.
And in looking at the tape, you know, and I can send it to you, you know, with my notes, I've been asked to kind of go through that several months ago, and I was just shocked to see the amount of not telling the rest of the story.
Wow.
And so many of the issues regarding rainfall and standing water, which was not addressed, and which the engineer, it was addressed, the engineer said water did not stand, which we have photos that it does stand on the property.
So there are environmental issues. Why don't you get the EPA in there? Or the Tennessee version of, you know, the state organization.
Well, you know, we can, but the fact that remains that it's a septic tank area that for this mosque, and this has all been approved by the soils people.
Signed
off on the plans for the building permit. So we are going to we have made them aware of this. They ignored what we made them aware of and went on and approved it anyway.
The planning commissioner is the director of that committee. Is he appointed or elected?
He's appointed. He's kind of appointed. They go through the interview process and then members of the county, you know, go through the resumes and then make the decision.
Okay.
He's been there for quite a while.
Okay, so the county commissioners or whatever, the top people in the county actually get the resumes and go through those and interview the folks and then appoint whoever.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So he's appointed. So,
and I think too, you know, the old ICM's own website said, you know, they're growing to 1,000 members, and the imam here has said, you know, they'll be 10,000 strong. Yet on a 2-lane state road that is about probably 150 feet from the edge of the property where it turns off, and no turning lane was added. We, as a part of the planning commission, which I sat on years back, if there was a Dollar General store on a 2-lane state road, you know, it was required many times to put a turn lane even though, you know, so it's all based on the numbers and what numbers were given to Tennessee Department of Transportation, what numbers were given to the soils on peak capacities for your septic tank and wastewater disposal. It just seems like one set of rules for the ICM, another set of rules for the rest of us here in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way. So the imam is saying it's going to be up to 10,000 strong. Is that what you said?
That's what he said. Yes.
But I thought so. He's planning on drawing Muslims from all over. I mean, 10—that's a big number.
That is a big number. And then, you know, I think Obama had asked for another 80,000 of the Somali refugees to come into this country in addition to the numbers through the gateway. So he may be planning on putting those additional refugees here in Middle Tennessee. I was so saddened over Easter to see so many slaughtered Christians over Easter weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just
Egypt
heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
And nowhere was it addressed on the news. Thousands of families
just
slaughtered.
Wiped out. Yeah.
And I want to, any of your listeners, I was in a garden center at one of our local markets and had a pot of petunias in each hand. And this gentleman came up to me, and his wife and two little girls were with me. And he said, "I know you." He said, "I really thank you for standing up." He had broken English. He was from India. And he said, "Please do not stop. Please do not let the media stop you from speaking up. We need you to stand up. And just like what you're doing, we need you to continue to speak the truth, to shed the light, and to speak of what we are as a nation." Because the continuing tearing away of the fabric of the soul of our nation will result in losing all that our founders fought for, what my parents and your parents and grandparents fought for, and to preserve a better life for our children and grandchildren.
Absolutely.
He said, with tears in his eyes, "They're slaughtering our families in India, that next they'll be slaughtering yours." Now, this is a group of the Muslim Brotherhood, so many of these groups that come in with so many of the imams and in the mosque. And I don't know if you had the opportunity to read the report recently on the number of mosques that have hateful jihad, anti-American literature as a part of their teachings in the mosque, that security report that came out in the last 10 days.
I have not had a chance to read it. An eye-opening.
Last summer, I mentioned one of the board members and his ties and photos to the Muslim Brotherhood. Last September, we asked the imam and the board of the ICM to reject Sharia law, to stand up, and we gave them a pledge. Will you sign this and stand up that women and little girls have equal rights as all people in, under our constitutional law? Will you reject Sharia law? And they have refused to sign that petition.
Because that's what they want. That's what they want for the entire U.S. is a Sharia law. And
their own words. And the media's ears are deafening.
Yeah.
They are blinded by their one-sided view. We were fortunate enough to Tennessee Freedom Coalition to work with another group. And it's called, and I challenge your listeners, to something that we focus on in Nashville. And I know many have heard about what's going on in Washington with Homeland Security and Peter King, Congressman Peter King.
Right. New York, yeah.
And as a part of that, he had Melvin Bledsoe, the father of Carlos Bledsoe, who was trained and then sent to Yemen and then brought back to America and then committed jihad on America through the death of the soldiers in Arkansas. So we have a video that we joined up, and we showed that video for the first time the night of the Cornerstone event with Gert Wilders. It's called Losing Our Community. And this is what's going on in Nashville. We will have a much longer version to more of the story. But it has required citizens to go in behind the scenes to get the information because we are being deceived so much. You know, we are a loving nation. We are a trusting nation. We are good people. And, you know, we do not want to be deceived.
No, and we
so we have, and we have found the best way to counter that is to get the rest of the story.
Right.
And to expose
it. Right, and expose it, because as you said, the media will do nothing to expose this, because they're part of the, they're a major part of the problem right there, is the media is no longer willing to tell the truth about the story. They want to tell their slanted version of it. So Losing Our Community is...
It's called Losing Our Community, and you can see it on YouTube, and it's also on our TN Freedom Coalition website. It's tnfreedomcoalition.org, and it's about 15 minutes long, but it's an amazing 15 minutes that every family should listen to. My heart goes out to the dad, the father who spoke from his heart, and his interviews are on that tape. We have gone into our universities, because one of the areas where the Muslim Brotherhood and some of these radical groups that are not for America or constitutional law go into the target are our student population.
The Muslim Brotherhood here, here in the U.S. are doing that. The Muslim Brotherhood is very active here in the U.S.
Exactly. And we have at MTSU the Muslim student population. Now, Middle Tennessee State University is a very great university. It's located here in Murfreesboro. It's one of the largest in the state, and yet it has a growing Muslim student population group that is...
No, there are those American students who are being indoctrinated into the
Some
Islam?
Are, okay. Many are, many okay. are. It's done in our state publicly funded universities, right under
right,
our
under
eyes
our noses
of parents.
And taxpayer supported.
Exactly.
By, yeah. Now, through this whole process, you have the Planning Commission has the director has misled the commission itself. And I have a quick question. Those videos that you've been watching from the Planning Commission, are those, do the Planning Commission videotape their meetings, or is that something an individual's gone in and done, videotape the meetings?
That is, they have videotaped the meeting.
Okay.
And it is on YouTube, and I can send you that videotape with some more information if you care.
Yeah,
about
all the information, because, this is so under the radar screen, and people don't realize. A lot of cases, I didn't find out until just a few weeks ago that this mosque is in the area here. It's so under the radar screen, and this is a rural community, but there's a mosque here. Like, why?
Well, as a part of this, there's a Michael Moore group, and they've sent in this man who's, literally he has come in and been in your face and yelled at you, and it has been a continual onslaught by the liberals in the Middle Tennessee community. You know, we just want...
You want your community back. Yeah.
We want our community, we are a loving community, but yet... including CNN, has done a really hit piece on a really great community without regard for their own souls. So I feel like some days these people will have to sit back and say, did I do the right thing? And I'm hoping and praying that they will say, no, I did the wrong thing.
Hopefully they
did not expose the rest of the story.
Yeah.
The citizens in the late part of last year, they did file a lawsuit. It was very hard to even find an attorney to want to take up the cause because the amount of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, and the only thing remaining as a part of that lawsuit that the judge has not thrown out is the Sunshine Law violation.
So the judge,
so there's still a lawsuit on this.
Okay.
Issue. Yes.
So it's still on the local level as far as, local judge. It hasn't worked its way up to the state or anything, the lawsuit
Correct.
Itself. Okay.
Correct.
So, but he threw everything out except for the issue of the Sunshine Law.
Correct.
Wow.
And, at that point, that ruling was, and let me just say one other thing. It was kind of ironic the way it went down. May 24th, 2010, May 24th, 2011 was the 1-year mark. If they had not had the building permit signed, they would have had to gone back through the review process.
So did they get it signed?
Wait. Then May 24th was on a Tuesday, and on the Thursday prior, the judge made a ruling that only the Sunshine Law violations remain. On that Friday, the building permit was signed, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and it made it by really one business day to not get the 1-year mark. So there was a flurry of activity getting those 3 signatures required.
Mm-hmm.
We were sending out information. I was meeting with people hoping that they would say, hey, we need to look at this again.
Yeah.
That choice was not made.
Yeah. But it was approved, so they can go on at this point, their building, with building this.
I think many here, we were sued years back and had to remove our Ten Commandments off the wall here in Rutherford County by the ACLU.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to pay the ACLU lawyers. And many here, I think, too, felt like we will get sued for this. It's the power of these big groups that want to remove, everything good about our nation. That will
heritage.
Come in and sue. The George Soros, the Michael Moore, all these groups that are anti-American.
So there's that fear there from past history there in Murfreesboro with the ACLU and the Ten Commandments. So there's that fear that the same type thing may happen in this situation.
Correct.
Okay. Well, hey, keep up the good fight. And I agree with that man from India. Don't be afraid and keep exposing what's happening there, because it helps us here in the rest of the country to be aware of some of the tactics and to be aware of the real danger of these Islamic centers, supposed Islamic centers, And we just need to know.
I just want to note one other thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all fronts. Our educational system, the rewriting of our history book. As after our Wilders event, we've received messages from all over the world, Tennessee Freedom Coalition is, and I was so proud to have even one of the headlines read Tennessee the Model, and this was from a conservative site in Europe, because of what we're doing to bring a solid, representative, informational group. Right. You know, I was thinking last Sunday I got a message from a gentleman in Australia, and he said, God bless America.
Oh,
thank you for standing up, and thank you to the great patriots of Tennessee that are standing up and realize the dangers of Islamification and the loss of freedom.
Yeah. Need more volunteers to step up there in the volunteer state.
That's exactly. We are the volunteer state, and we don't quit.
And that's good, because an issue like this, you can't quit. Give us your website again real quick.
It's tnfreedomcoalition.org.
Okay.
And we'll have the information on. And what I can ask your listeners to do, and I've been overwhelmed with the response across Tennessee. We should shortly have the full DVD. We've tried to shorten it a little bit of our event at Cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
If you do anything, take it to your church community, take it to your community center, take it to your courthouse. And we have had pastors all over Tennessee step up, contact us and say, could you bring this information to my community, to my church?
Yeah.
And so they're allowing us to use the facility. It's a free event.
Mm-hmm.
It's people becoming informed on an issue that not today, not tomorrow, but 10 years from now.
Right.
My God, what have we reaped if we don't speak up and stand up for all that God
absolutely
has blessed this great
nation
with?
Because they're paving the way, and we do need to stand up. Yeah. Well, thanks.
You are great.
Thanks, Lynn. I really appreciate it.
And I want to thank all of you for the great leadership and the amazing things that you do each and every day to stand up for all of us here.
Well, we try our best. Hey, take care. And again, keep up the good fight.
Thank you.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323, or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.